In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. I see a lot of familiar faces who are back here for a visit. It's wonderful. So what's this season about? Why are we here? There are materialistic aspects, spiritual aspects, and there's even a touch of mysticism here tonight. But our society's materialism that leads up to Christmastide just can't be ignored, can it? This year we've had pre-Black Friday, and we've had early Black Friday, and I've seen Black Friday week. Soon we'll have Black Friday itself, followed by a Small Business Saturday. Then comes Cyber Monday and Giving Tuesday. Of these, only one can be found in tonight's lessons. As far as Thanksgiving itself goes, we should be in good shape, at least spiritually. In this service, Holy Scripture, the Book of Common Prayer, unite with hymns and the anthem to remind us to give thanks, not just tonight or tomorrow, but always. Always, no matter what, even in the face of trouble. There's a 19th century hymn by Johnson Oatman that goes like this. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Counting our blessings is a daunting task. There are blessings that God has given the universe and this earth. Many of these are listed in this evening's choir anthem. Then there are the blessings that God has given to all of humanity. John's gospel makes it clear that Jesus isn't just a very righteous man. Jesus isn't just a rabbi or a prophet. Jesus is God, the second person of the Holy Trinity. And in Advent and Christmastide, we'll celebrate the coming of Jesus to be with us, fully human and fully divine. When Jesus said, "I am the bread of life, whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst," we all know that this isn't about physical hunger or thirst. It gets pretty mystical, doesn't it? You've heard before, many times, that the journey that the children of Israel made from bondage in Egypt to the Promised Land has parallels with the journey that we all make from bondage of sin to eternity in heaven. Just as the children of Israel experienced hunger and thirst along the way, so do we in our Christian journey. And God is there to be with us and provide for us. Just as the children of Israel, in the face of all kinds of trouble, sometimes lost trust and faith in God, well, that can happen also in our Christian journey. So again, Johnson Oatman reminds us, when upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. This is all because God is with us all the way on this journey, just as he was with the children of Israel. God is the bread of life who feeds us spiritually. Now, if you think it's easy to count your blessings, try doing it this weekend. Think about it. What has God given you as an individual? If you take the time to write everything down as you think about it, I'll bet that later on you'll think of more things, more and more things that you had forgotten at first. Eventually, you might even give up because the list gets so long. One thing that might be on our communal list of blessings is St. Paul's Parish here in Augusta. This is a special place with special people. Sometime around 1749, some folks thought that there should be a place to worship at Fort Augusta. And they built it, and the people came. And the rest, of course, is history. Well documented at the church website. Think about it for a minute. What special blessings have you received from God as a result of being at St. Paul's Church? Is it the opportunity to worship in a beautiful, well-lighted historical building? Is it the comfort you've received in times of trouble from fellow parishioners, staff, and clergy? Is it Christian education? Is it the music program? Is it the opportunities that everyone has to be leaders in worship and parish programs? Is it a very special, indescribable, mystical closeness to God when we're here? When you make your list, look it over. It may well surprise you what the Lord has done for you here. Earlier, I said that Giving Tuesday is the only upcoming day that can be found in tonight's lessons. And it's right there in the first lesson, which is about giving back to God. And fortunately, we can do that without being farmers. As you know, this parish is preparing for inevitable change, a new cycle of growth. Your wardens and vestry are hard at work, but they need your help. If you haven't been to a listening session, schedule a time for that. You'll be glad you did. And ask your parish leadership, your wardens, vestry, staff, and clergy, how can I be more involved in parish activities and in community outreach that St. Paul's is getting so known for? And then lastly, if you haven't had a chance to turn in that pledge card, now is the time to get it done. Put a number on that card and make it a big number if possible, or a little number. Yeah, am I being a little materialistic on this Thanksgiving Eve? Yeah, I am. But remember, God used human hands to build St. Paul's Church. God has used human hands to keep St. Paul's Church going for around 270 years. And we who are here have inherited it from those who came before us. We have a huge responsibility. Sustaining and expanding the many programs here means giving back to God, not just on Giving Tuesday, but on every day of our lives as we thank God for all that He has given us. So count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Amen.
Amen.